Hey guys, just an FYI, the app will be on sale starting December 17th. Yes, 20% off. Now, those of you who don't know what the app is all about, the app, Belong on Your Own Terms, is your empowerment coach, your companion of sorts, especially where you need it. For instance, Starbucks line, where most of the time your barista will misspell, mispronounce your name, and you may not want to correct them because you are probably thinking, yeah, sure, my name is too difficult to pronounce. But is it? Really, does the onus lie on you or the other side? So this app is your coach, your companion, your friend, who will guide you to show up as your full self in workplaces, among friends, neighbors, in political conversations. It's something that I have worked really hard on and cannot wait for all of you to try it out. And not just try it out, give feedback, guys. What works, what doesn't. This is our app and we will work on it together, so that we can create an inclusive space for all who are navigating multiplicity of identities. You can check out the app in the show notes. There is a link. You click on the link, you subscribe, download it, and use it every day or whenever you find it convenient to use. Thank you for being in this space always and for supporting all my work. I know that you will not hesitate to click subscribe on this app because you believe in what we are creating here at Immigrantly. And now, today's episode. Hey, and welcome to the Immigrantly Hive. I'm Sadia Khan, an immigrant, a critical thinker, chronic overthinker, cat mom to Sheru, and the host of this podcast, where we are bringing nuance back to immigrant identity. As the year winds down, there's a certain stillness in the air. The coats are out. The city slows just a little. People are starting to talk about closure, gratitude, and fresh starts. And every year around this time, I feel the need to name something out loud. So, here we go. I don't celebrate Christmas. Yes, you heard it right. Not because I reject joy or togetherness, but because I come from a different rhythm of life. Growing up in Pakistan, December 25th wasn't Christmas for me. It was a national holiday, the birthday of Muhammad Ali Jinnah, the founder of the country. Schools were closed, winter break began, and the day carried its own sense of importance. At the same time, Pakistan is home to nearly 3 million Christians, and Christmas was very much alive around us. Church services, family gatherings, homes lit up with decorations, laughter and joy. It was always a sight to take in. There was something quietly beautiful about witnessing that joy, even when I felt it wasn't mine to claim. But when I moved to the US, I learned how deeply Christmas holds both religious and cultural meaning for so many people. And honestly, I respect that. I honor it. But I've also learned that belonging doesn't require imitation. I don't need to approximate somebody else's tradition to feel home. Holding on to my Muslimness on my own terms has been my way of saying I get to define what I believe in, unapologetically, without turning my faith into an assimilation exercise. And let me be clear, as Muslims, we do believe in Jesus, Prophet Isa. So on the whole, it wouldn't be as controversial to celebrate Christmas, but I feel like I've been othered so much in the US because of my faith that holding on to it and preserving it is my way of saying who I am and how I want to belong in this country. And maybe that's why year-end reflections matter to me more than holidays themselves, because they are not about perfection, assimilation, and following what everyone else is doing. They are about honesty. Now, 2025 was an interesting year. Not flashy in the way people usually measure success, but deeply transformative. We launched Lovely, our relationships podcast, with the incredible Mehak, who doesn't just host a show, she's become part of the Immigrantly Hive seamlessly.
I'm Mehak, the host of Immigrantly Media's newest podcast, Lovely. I am not a therapist. I'm just like you, figuring it out as I go. Every week, I'll sit down with friends and experts to hear their real, unfiltered stories about love. Catch
me episodes. Watching that community take shape reminded me why we do this work in the first place. We also launched an app. It happened so organically in collaboration with Studio.com, almost stubbornly, because the need wouldn't go away. And I'm so glad it didn't, because the app became the thing I wish I had when I first came to the US as an immigrant. When I was constantly editing myself, censoring parts of who I was, even feeling embarrassed about pieces of my identity. The app basically exists so you don't have to do all that. This year, across Immigrantly and our shows, we've produced over 200 episodes, conversations, reflections, debates, laughter, discomfort, growth. Add that to our social content, essays and experiments. And yet, what's bothered me throughout this process, and here's the honest part, many people still don't really know who we are. That just chips away at the success that I feel around Immigrantly sometimes. So my ask for all of you, if you believe in this work, if an episode ever made you feel seen, challenged, or less alone, I'm asking you to help us grow. Share it, send it to a friend, a skeptic. And if you're a creator or an influencer, and our values align, reach out. Let's collaborate. Looking ahead to 2026. Well, how can we not talk about the new year? My feeling is cautious optimism. We are diving headfirst into projects I am so excited about. We are finally bringing you a food podcast. Something our community has been asking for, with the phenomenal Claudia Sandoval, winner of MasterChef. The podcast is called Bitefully. And yes, it's about food, but it's also about memory, migration, and meaning that food holds for all of us. We are also launching a 4-part series on Immigrantly's main feed called Borderly, reported by a journalist who lives in El Paso, and the series will focus on human stories from the border. Not political talking points, not headlines, just our lived realities. And yes, we are taking the app to where you are. Through partnerships, workshops, and spaces where belonging is still contested, fragile, but necessary. And you know what? I know this. I can't do any of it alone. None of this work happens in isolation. It basically takes a village. And my village is you. The listeners, the readers, the people who show up week after week, who challenge us, who trust us with your stories. So as this year closes, I want to say thank you. Not in a seasonal way, but in a deeply human one. Wherever you're listening from, whatever you celebrate or don't, may you end this year holding on to the parts of yourself you were once told to edit. And you know what? We'll see you in 2026. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to those celebrating. This episode was produced and written by me, Sadia Khan. The editorial review is done by Shay Yu. Our sound designer and editor is Lou Raskin. Immigrantly's theme music is by Simon Hutchinson. Other music by Epidemic Sound. I will see you in the new year with a lot more content to share.